Grace to you and peace from God our Heavenly Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. My sheep hear my voice, I know them and they follow me, our Lord said, and this is our text. You may be seated. Whose voice do you listen to and follow? I have heard it said more than once from young people, I can't wait to grow up so I don't have to listen to all these people telling me what to do. Well, later comes the realization that there are always voices in life, not just your own, telling you what you ought to do, what needs to be done, or what has to be done. There are always voices enticing you to follow them. St. Paul was writing 2,000 years ago and yet still warning of those who would arise among the faithful, and as we just read a moment ago, speaking twisted things to draw away the disciples after them. And in our era of social media, there has emerged the title of the so-called influencer. These are people who thrive on and profit from accumulating followers who are apparently enticed by their voice, and it has become big business. We listen to a variety of voices. And setting aside all politics for the moment, it does seem that the president's every tweet and offhanded comment seems to make national news. And we take our cues from all sorts of celebrities. I mean, these are people who entertain for a living, whether through film or music, and yet they seem to have a kind of oversized and extraordinary influence, and they gather for themselves thousands and thousands of followers. And so if you are a social media consumer, then think about whose Twitter feed, Facebook page, Instagram account, or YouTube channel you have chosen to follow, and ask yourself why that person's daily life or their opinion matters to you. In listening to one another, we do, in the best sense, reflect what God created. For He created us to be a people in community, in relationship. And that's a great blessing. But we consider today which voices we follow and why. Today in our culture, we are reminded to celebrate one particular voice in our lives. I regularly receive phone calls that all start the same way. Hey Dave, it's Mom. As if I might not remember or recognize that voice. Well, indeed I do, in an instant. And in fact, before that familiar short little greeting is even completed, I am already transported back to this small house in a sleepy little village outside of Baltimore, back to the tiny kitchen where there's barely room enough for two, and with dish towel in hand, drying that night's pots and pans, listening to the voice of my mother. Not a lecture, but we have spent many an hour in heartfelt conversation done over that simple chore. And in those encounters that still occur today, though with rather less frequency, I hear the voice of love, the voice of compassion, the voice of our family history and of guidance. Now, truth be told, I did not always listen to that voice when I was young, back in the years when I supposedly knew it all. But I learned. I learned to listen and to follow. And often that was motivated, especially early on, purely out of obedience. And that is surely God's will, that we will listen to and follow those voices whom our Lord has entrusted with the responsibility of authority over us. Honor your father and your mother, begins the fourth commandment, and for good reason. Later, I came to listen to her voice out of appreciation for the guidance that she offered, for the forgiveness that she freely gave. And later still, and even now, I listen out of admiration. Admiration for her whole life story and for the influence that her sacrificial love has had on our whole family. And most importantly, and with profound gratitude, that she first introduced me to the voice of our Lord, the voice that she continues to follow faithfully every day. My sheep hear my voice, Jesus said, and I know them, and they follow me. My sheep hear my voice. You know, if I had those three proverbial wishes, you know, the ones that we sometimes fantasize over, the ones that are going to make you rich beyond your wildest dreams or whatever. Well, one of mine would be to hear out loud in person the voice of Jesus. To hear it the way the disciples, the crowds, even his enemies heard it. Now, some might think I just squandered one of my three fictional wishes. Yeah, but think about it. How captivating it would be to hear the very voice of God on earth. How compelling if you heard yourself Jesus' voice as he looked at you and said, follow me. Now, I'll have to wait until my time in the eternal kingdom of heaven to hear the voice of Jesus in person, and so will you. But meanwhile, we are blessed to have the very voice of God before us. For in the Holy Scriptures, from Genesis all the way through Revelation, it is the inspired Word of God, and thereby it is the voice of God for us. And that Word is meant to be heard. St. Paul wrote in Romans 10, faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the Word of Christ. It's why we emphasize being in church, being in worship together, that we might all together hear the voice of our Lord, to hear and receive his guidance, his wisdom, his forgiveness, his promises and gifts. In Colossians 6, Paul writes, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, with thankfulness in your hearts to God. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, Jesus added. I know them. If you are or were blessed to grow up in a home with a loving mother, imagine how much she knows about you. Moms know the details. They often know us better than we think they do. In fact, I submit they often know us better than we know ourselves. And all of that insight is born out of love. Now imagine, the Lord knows and loves you more personally, more intimately, more completely than even the greatest earthly mother or father. He knows the good, the bad, the ugly. Jesus knows your thoughts, your fears, your failures, your dreams, your hopes and desires. And all of that insight is born out of creating you and loving you with an indescribable passion. Earlier in John chapter 10, Jesus says three times that he will lay down his life for the sheep. And further on in John, Jesus added, greater love has no one than this, that someone would lay down his life for his friends. He knows you and loves you so much that he would die for you. And he did. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. They follow me. I pray that to be true for all of us, that we hear the voice of our Lord in the Word of God, that we recognize how well He knows us personally, and that we follow Him. And our motivation to listen and follow our Lord begins also out of obedience, recognizing that God's Word, His will, is and ought to be the very highest authority in our lives. But as you come to know Jesus more closely, by hearing His voice spoken in church, by reflecting on it more deeply in your own reading of the Bible, you recognize Him to be who He says He is, the Good Shepherd, the one who leads you in this life, the one who lays down His life for you in love, the one who calls you back into His fold, back into His care, even though we stray time after time after time. And that, as that incredible truth sets deeper and deeper into our hearts, we follow Him not only out of obedience, but also out of a profound gratitude and admiration. And then Jesus goes on to promise, I give them eternal life. In those few words, the voice of Jesus is separated from any other voice that you can listen to in this life, no matter how captivating, entertaining, or enticing it may be. For there is absolutely no one else who can make that promise to you. And therefore, there is no other more important voice to follow. Earlier in John's Gospel, Jesus is teaching about Himself as the very bread that has come down from heaven. Well, His words stirred up controversy and criticism. So we read in chapter 6, after this, many of His disciples turned back and no longer walked with Him. So Jesus said to the 12, do you want to go away as well? Simon Peter answered, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. So it is today. The words of Jesus cause many to turn away. They can be controversial. In a culture that wants to believe that you can simply follow any voice you choose, whatever works for you. But what do those other voices really offer in the end? What can they promise you? Let us always ask with Peter, Lord, to whom shall we go? And let us confess with him as well. You have the words of eternal life. And so I invite you to take with you today John chapter 10, 27 and 28. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life. Grant this, Lord, unto us all. Amen.